Listening to the Snowplow Show.
Now it's time
on Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
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 I'm not supposed to be doing this.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. This cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crapping my balls.
Cactus.
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 It's gonna be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hello, everybody. It's Brad. It's Saturday morning. October 25th, 2011, I mean 2014, and it's a live show. It's not a pre-recorded show. I'm in the chat room. I'm going to steal ideas from the chat room today. Probably not going to be on too long, but I do have some customer numbers here that I thought would be fun to call. I'm getting a jump start on the holidays, just like all the department stores are, and sort of Christmas-themed calls. I got phone numbers for people getting portraits done, which isn't necessarily a Christmas thing, especially before Halloween. But I don't know. I bet you some of them are. So yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're going to call some picture people at portrait studios. Just got their pictures done this past week. Some of them went in there and got their pictures taken and didn't buy anything. Bunch of wasting their time. Today's show is going to be sponsored by Utah Kurt. If I get in trouble for doing these picture calls, it's Utah Kurt's fault. Fucking Utah Kurt. Hockey Man wants me to say that that their kids are dressed up like prostitutes in the pictures. We're calling the cops. Sounds hilarious. I'll leave the cops part out of it, though. I like to not even put the cops idea in these people's heads, because then they overreact and they call the cops. Okay, so let's get started. I'll start with hockey what's-his-face idea. I'm going to call Erica.
Hello?
Hey, Erica?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Dave from the portrait studio. You had some pictures done here? And I just needed to let you know, we can't print these. I'm sorry, we just can't.
You can't print those?
Yeah, the people in these, we're a family company, you know, very family-oriented, and the people in these pictures are dressed up like prostitutes. And we can't do this.
Is this a joke?
No, of course not, no. No, we just, I'm sorry, that the person...
Oh, my order didn't have anybody like prostitutes.
Well, who was in your pictures?
My kids in their Halloween costumes.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, on the Halloween costumes where it says sexy, whatever, that's not for kids. That's adult stuff. You shouldn't have your kids dressed up like sexy people. It's inappropriate.
Who is this? Who is this?
My name's Dave. I'm from the portrait studio.
You're a big liar.
Yeah. I'm just pranking you. I just thought it'd be funny. I work in the toy department. I came over here. I'm like, ooh, she left this lady's order open, sitting out on the counter. I'm going to call her up and be like, your kids are prostitutes. It'll be hilarious.
So who's this really?
I'm in the toy department. My name is Tom.
I thought you said it was Dave.
That's when I was pretending to be the photo guy, because that's the manager's name in the photo department.
Oh, okay. So what do you want?
Nothing. I just thought it'd be funny to tell you your kids are prostitutes. But you figured it out. I thought you would get mad, but instead you figured it out. You saw it was a joke. You saw right through my bullshit.
Yeah, that's not funny at all.
Well, not funny to you, but it was funny. It would have been funny to me.
So where'd you get this number?
It's on the computer.
So what's your real name?
I know Dave's password. My name's Tom. I work in the toy department.
I don't believe you are at all affiliated with. I think you're some creepy sicko, and I'm going to send the cops after this number.
Uh-oh. How would I get your number if I didn't work at? Oh, no. She's got me figured out. She knows I'm a creepy sicko. Shit. Well, she did get pissed in the end. So it basically worked. I need to get the name of who really works in the toy department and be him. It's insanely windy outside right now. I'm only mentioning this because it seems like when there's a lot of wind out, even a little bit of wind, the power goes out. So I don't know. I'd expect my broadcast to just disappear. Power is going to flicker. Oh, that reminds me. Hold on. Both Dark Stranger and Matt Hillock posted this on my timeline because they know I live in Oregon and they're worried about me. But they posted a weather report, and I believe it's for today, Saturday. So here, let's hear a quick thing from Frankie.
This is Frankie McDowell, my old TV station live in Sydney, Nova Scotia. State of Oregon's getting a powerful storm on Saturday, October the 25th, 2014.
That's today.
It's going to bring up to 30 plus millimeters of rain. Winds are going to be very strong. It's going to bring wind drift.
30 plus millimeters, everyone. Quick, tell me how much that is for real.
It's going to be
in real measurements.
Highways rain in the state of Oregon, especially in Portland, Oregon, and the surrounding areas. And in southern Oregon, too. And the wind's going to gust up to 70 plus kilometers per hour, especially on the west coast of Oregon. It's going to bring a lot of rain. It's going to be very strong winds. It's going to be big waves crash.
Be prepared to laugh at how Frankie says beaches.
Shalana shores and beaches in state of Oregon. And winds are going to be very strong.
He says beaches like 12 times in this
pressure
video.
System. It's going to get very close to the state of Oregon on Saturday, October 25th. 2014, it's going to bring a lot of rain. Winds are going to be very strong in the state of Oregon, including Portland, Oregon, and Northern California as well. Winds are going to be very strong, capable of knocking out power in the state of Oregon, including Portland, Oregon, and...
He says Oregon and Oregon. Says them both. Okay, I'll cut that out. That's 3 minutes long. Thank you, Frankie. Let's call Jessica. I'm going to call Jessica, and Hung Solo from the chat room says, I can't print their photos because there's too many erect nipples. And that's inappropriate.
Hello?
Hello, Randy?
Yes?
Hey, it's Mark from the Portrait Studio. You had some pictures done here this week.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. Hey, we actually, the lab called us, you know, we sent these off to the lab to be printed, and they won't print your pictures.
Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Because there's too many erect nipples. You know, it's kind of like this is a family business, and they're a family lab, and they just don't want to print things like that, like dirty pictures.
Well, of course not. That'd be inappropriate, right?
Right, yeah. So... Yeah, if you want to come in for retakes, maybe?
No, we're not interested in that, but thank you.
Why aren't you interested?
Because I don't know who this is.
I already told you, I'm Dave from the Portrait Studio.
Dave, okay.
Yep, too many erect nipples in your photos, so I'm sorry.
That's okay, you know, you do what you gotta do.
Yeah, that's true. Is that kids in the background whining? Can you tell him to shut the fuck up? It's really annoying. Really irritating. And he's gone. Nobody's believing me today. What a horrible show. It's as if the Portrait Studio called and warned all these people. We gave your numbers out. You're going to get prank calls.
Hello?
Hello. I'm calling for Abby.
Who's this?
This is Dave from the Portrait Studio. She had reordered some pictures from us.
Okay. Are the pictures ready?
Well, I can't tell you because I don't know who you are. Is Abby around?
Yeah, I just don't
Also, you mumble a lot. I can't even understand you.
Hello?
Hi, Abby?
Yes.
Hey, I'm calling from the Portrait Studio. You reordered some pictures?
Uh-huh.
And, well, the photo lab, they called us up, and they said they can't print these. Like it...
Why can't they?
Well, they didn't notice before, but on the reorders, they noticed that, like in the photo, everyone's nipples are erect. So, you know, it's kind of like...
Excuse me?
It's kind of like pornography in a way. And if you want to come in for retakes, that would be fine, but you'd need to tape your nipples or something. Because it's kind of gross.
Who the hell is this?
And this is Dave from the Portrait Studio. You know, we're basically... We're a family business, and we just don't print things like this. It's against our policy.
The only portraits that we had were my two children.
You need to tape their nipples, ma'am. It's gross. Come on. And, I mean, this is...
You can't be with studio.
And this is none of my business, you know, but you really shouldn't dress them like prostitutes.
Who the hell are you?
This is... I already told you. I'm not going to tell you again. Tired of repeating myself.
Okay, I'm going to right now, Portrait Studio. And
okay.
Who is it that I'm speaking with right now?
My name is Dave. But listen, I do have good news. You want to hear the good news?
No, because this is inappropriate for you to be saying this.
I'm not the one that's inappropriate.
Children.
You're the one that tried to get us to put these pictures and have these pictures printed.
Dave what?
I don't have to give my
What's
last name.
What's your last name?
No, I don't have to do that.
Yes, you do.
It says who?
If you're representing Target.
I don't have to do shit, ma'am.
Let me speak with your boss.
No. I don't have to do anything, because you said you're coming down here anyway.
This cannot be... whatever.
Who else would it be? I think the chat room should come up with ideas that don't involve nipples or camel toes
or
boners.
Try your call again.
Because I think most of the pictures are going to be of kids. I mean, who would take pictures of adults? That's just dumb. Nobody does that. Oh, but somebody did say earlier that I should say their kid's possessed. You know, like we saw something in the photo. Demons in the background or... I don't know. Heisenberg wants me to say that I'm a sex offender and I need to let them know. Be like, you know, when you come to pick up your photos, don't bring your kids with you because I'm not allowed within so many feet of children. I'll have to go in the back room again. No. Dashie wants me to send them to the Glory Hole Foundation to approve the photos before they are printed. Make sure your kids are out of the room, though. I am definitely going to send somebody to the Glory Hole Foundation. I'd like to say in advance, though, that, you know, listeners of the show should definitely not go to the gloryholefoundation.com. I repeat, do not go to gloryholefoundation.com. I am completely serious. It's a porn site, and not the good kind of porn. Kids who are listening to this show, do not go to gloryholefoundation.com.
What's going on there?
Hello?
Hello, is this Amanda?
Yes, it is.
Hey, this is James. I'm from the photo lab. You had some portraits taken this week.
Portraits one.
I'm sorry, what?
What did you say?
Oh, I'm calling from the photo lab. You had some portraits done
this
week on the 21st?
Yes.
And are you not home right now?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was going to have you check something. Because we're on these photos. These are your kids, right?
Yeah.
And have you noticed, by chance, in the past, them having, you know, any kind of, you know, in photos, having remnants of ghosts or demons in the background or anything like that?
No, why?
Oh, because this photo is, oh, it's bad news. I mean, you ever seen, what was that movie with the dead kid? I see dead people, you know, and in all of his photos, there's this orb around him.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. For that's one thing. Your kids have orbs around them. But then there's when we overexposed a couple of them, and then like all these demons popped up around them. The Sixth Sense. That's the movie I'm thinking of. And I don't know. I'm a little freaked out. I don't know if I should even develop these because I don't want demons following me home or anything.
Okay, is this a joke? Because seriously, this is stupid.
It's not stupid, ma'am. This is a serious problem. We might have to issue you a refund because I'm not comfortable printing these. This is some scary shit.
Okay, like, you said kids. I only had one kid take photos.
Oh my god. So the other kid's not even real? He's not a twin?
What kid are you talking about?
The kid in the photos. Because there was an extra kid in some of them. But there were also demons. So I don't know what's real and what's not at this point. There's a ghost kid in your photos, ma'am.
No, there's not.
There is. We're trying to develop these, and there's problems. Is your kid, by chance, the spawn of Satan or anything?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Okay. Well, how do you explain all this, then?
I don't know.
I find it hard to believe that this hasn't been a problem in the past.
Who are you with?
I'm with the photo lab. The portrait studio sends us the files to have them printed, and then we send the prints to them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I don't want to print these. I don't feel comfortable printing these photos. Do you go to church, ma'am?
Yeah.
Does your church have holy water?
No.
Oh. They could probably get it, though, right? If you ask the pastor or whatever?
No.
Why couldn't they? It's a church.
Do you have a manager?
He's on break right now. It's noon.
So how many photos are you...
What?
Because you said photos. You said photos. I only, I'm not having a bunch of photos printed.
I know. They took a bunch of them. They only sent one to be printed. And you got the...
Huh? Okay, on the digital photos, I've seen the digital photos, and there's nothing in them.
Well, you didn't look that close, though. And we've been messing with filters and overexposures and stuff, and that's what makes all the demons and stuff pop up. This one lady that works here with us, she got scared and went home because of your photos. So I'm basically working here by myself now.
No.
What do you mean no? Yes, she did.
Can I speak with the manager, please?
The manager is on his lunch break.
This isn't...
The manager's having a nooner.
This isn't funny, because this isn't a funny joke. This isn't funny at all.
I'm not trying to be funny, ma'am. Are you going to church tomorrow? Can we put your pastor on three-way and see if he can get some of that holy water?
No, because I don't believe in holy water.
You go to church and you don't believe in holy water?
No, because I'm a Baptist.
And they don't baptize people in church?
They baptize people in the church, but they don't baptize children.
Isn't that in...
Or babies.
What, don't they christen them? Christen, I mean?
No.
Don't they flip Catholic. Water in their face and stuff?
No, that's Catholic. What is this? I don't know. Let me have the phone. This isn't funny. I need to speak with the manager. I need to speak with the manager.
The manager's out having a nooner. But, I mean, if you go
you
to church...
You better address yourself real quick, or I'm going to call the FCC, asshole.
No, don't call... Tell him not to call the FCC, please.
This isn't fun, because you don't call people like this. You don't call people like this funny.
Let me have the phone.
Just...
I'll talk to that man. He sounds hilarious.
No.
Oh, come on. Are you guys at the park or something?
No.
Oh, where are you guys
at?
In
the car.
The
phone.
Oh, okay.
Or in a car.
I could just hear all the brats in the background. I wouldn't. But I can't believe you go to church and you don't believe anything at the church. What's the point?
I do believe stuff at the church.
You just believe the stuff that you want to believe? You don't believe in holy water and...
No, it's not that. It's just that it's different. It's different with every religion. Who are you?
Why do you keep talking to him?
Because I want to know if it's real or not.
It's real. These demons in this photo are real. I'm like scared now. I'm like scared because I'm here alone now. Because the other lady, she went home because she's so afraid of your pictures. Can you guys drive by, like, go by a Catholic church on the way home from wherever you are, and get some holy water, and you know, just flick some in the kid's face, and it'll send energy from baby Jesus for protection. You know. Just, it couldn't hurt, right? Like, it couldn't hurt?
Well, yeah, it couldn't hurt, but at the same time, like, I've never had this happen ever, and I've had, like, a bunch of pictures taken.
I mean, unless he's the spawn of Satan, then it might hurt.
He's not the spawn of Satan.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, it's your kid. I understand if you don't want to admit that, you know, parents never want to admit that anything's wrong with their kids.
But I know there's nothing wrong with him. Like, I want to know, this is a joke, right? This is some kind of practical joke on, because it's Halloween and everything else. Hold on.
I wouldn't joke about this.
I want to dial the phone number that called us. Hold on.
Why? What?
235.
What are you doing with that number?
What am I doing with that number? I'm calling it right now.
That's weird. I mean, I'm already talking to you. Hey, look at that. I'm not lying.
Right, who is that?
Who are you? What is your name?
My name is Dave.
All right. Can you call him or call again? And...
I'm so bored. I'm just going to... I've been talking to you for like 9 minutes now. I'm ready to go.
Yeah. Well, if you're...
Yeah, I tried to offer my advice and stuff, but you won't listen to me.
Oh,
I'm not printing these pictures. Not printing any of this.
Dave from Dave.
Dave from Dave?
Yeah. So he's telling me that my kids are spawn of Satan and stuff like that.
Okay, this is the phone number that she's on the phone, but this guy is calling about these torches and harassing us.
I'm not harassing anyone, ma'am.
It's harassment. It's harassment because she's in there telling me that my kids are slut. Yeah, spawn of Satan and stuff like this. It's not funny. It's not funny at all.
I wouldn't be amused either if my kid was a spawn of Satan.
He's not the spawn of Satan. They said they don't have nobody named Dave.
I'm not at that. I'm at the lab. I'm not in that department.
It doesn't matter. We're calling 911 because of the fact that you're harassing us right now. We don't even know what to do because this is scary. That you're scaring the crap out of us, telling us that my child is the spawn of Satan.
Okay, listen, I'll come clean with you. Your child's not the spawn of Satan. And I'm only saying this because I don't want you to waste 911's time and get yourself arrested for abuse of the 911 system.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what to think right now. I'm about to cry right now. It's not funny. It's not funny.
It's a little funny when you think about it. Like, maybe not...
It's not funny at all.
Maybe not now, but a week from now, you'll be like, oh my God, that guy really got me. Look, I just work in the toy department.
Okay.
And you know, like the people in the photo department, they're always playing tricks on me. So I decide to play tricks on them and call their customers.
Okay. It's fine.
Yeah, it's just a joke. Don't you get it?
Yeah, I get it. It's Halloween. I get that. I knew it was a joke. Just
what? Are you laughing or crying?
What?
Are you laughing or crying?
Both.
I'm both? Okay, well, that's good. At least it evens out, so everything's fine.
Okay.
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 But
you,
you should
have a good day, okay?
You should still call up the, you should call up my coworker in the photo department and yell at them a whole bunch, because that was the whole point. Because they got customers to yell at me once.
Okay.
Because of some debacle with Sailor Moon toys.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Well, have a nice day. I'm glad I brightened up your morning.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, I started feeling bad at the end, but it all worked out. I'm sitting there thinking, oh, I'm taking this out of the podcast. I'm not gonna let this one out. This is horrible. I think she was starting to cry there. That'd be like the fourth or fifth girl I've made cry on prank calls. I should call her back from the number 666. Right? Shouldn't I? And then, wait. I should, let's see. Change this dial here.
Hello, ma'am. This is Satan.
Satan. Ha 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 ha. Oh, let's see. Let me go to the caller ID change-o-matic page. 666. You can actually make short numbers show up on people's caller ID. A listener helped me figure that out. They said, you know, you need to change your number to 2012 or something. Or 2018 and say you're calling from the future. I didn't think I could do that, but I tried it and I could. I don't know. I should just leave this lady alone. All right, here goes. I'm not going to leave this lady alone.
I hate that you can still hear my voice.
So my number is coming up as 666 right now on their phone.
Hello?
Hello, now. This is Satan.
Yes.
Thank you
for calling.
Why are you calling the poor studio? Ma'am? Hello, ma'am? Hello?
Oh, she hung up. Okay, that was dumb anyway. I like that she was calling them in the background, though. Okay, I have one more from this. Oh, wait, no, I have a bunch more. I have these customers that came in for photos, and they had their photos taken, and then they didn't buy anything. Three people in a row, all on the same day. It's like they want to feel like movie stars or something, so they just have their photos taken and get to smile a bunch, get a bunch of attention, and then they don't pay anything. So I don't know, I could call and yell at them about wasting our time. Oh, Heisenberg says I should say I'm going to sell the photos to NAMBLA. I could say I'm selling them to the Chinese government because they didn't pay, so they have no rights. G-Man says the people photos are valuable, so we're selling copies to prisons in New Mexico so prisoners can hang them on the wall in their cell. And we're sending them to NAMBLA and to the Chinese government. Send the photos to everyone!
Hello?
Hi, is this Naomi?
Yes, this is.
Hey, I'm calling from the portrait studio. You had some photos taken with us?
Yes.
And but you didn't buy anything?
It was a promotional deal?
Yeah, yeah. Well, we forgot to have you sign the waiver, the contract, about giving the photos away. Because I'm just calling to let you know. You know, we send out the photos to we sell them to a prison in Roy, New Mexico. You know, just as a way to recoup the money we didn't make. And the prisoners, you know, they like hang them up on their walls and stuff.
Who is it?
My name is Dave from the portrait studio.
Are you being serious?
Oh, yeah, completely. Yeah, it's just, you know, just a way to make a little bit extra money when we don't get paid for the pictures. But, yeah, we send them to a prison in Roy, New Mexico, and then we send other copies to the Chinese government.
Okay, so. I don't know how to respond to that.
Oh, well, you don't have to respond. I'm just calling to give you a heads up, because we have to let you know. Usually we let you sign the contract, but they forgot to give you the contract.
Well, I'm not comfortable with you doing... That's what it sounds like you're trying to make a joke here.
Oh, no, this is no joke.
Would you let people, prisoners, have pictures of your kids? Do you have kids?
Well, you know, they might not necessarily be bad prisoners. You know, maybe they just got into drugs or something, so you don't have to worry about them being creepy or anything.
Okay, is Felicia there?
She's not today, no.
Is Chelsea there today?
I don't know. I'm in the office. I'm not really up front. I don't know who's working today yet. I think everyone's on their lunch break right now, though.
Okay, well, I don't give permission. I didn't sign anything, and I don't give permission for my pictures to be...
Well, you didn't pay for the pictures, so you don't really have any rights.
Okay, can you put me through to a manager, please?
All right, I don't know. I don't know how to work the transfer button on this phone. I don't think I can do that. But just to let you know, we're just sending your pictures out to prisons.
I understand that you're telling me that, but again, I didn't sign anything, so you don't have my permission. You can't do that.
Well, you don't have rights because you didn't pay for the photos. We do this with all the people that don't pay.
Right, but nobody told me that beforehand, so you cannot tell me that now you're going to go and do that without my permission, though, because I did not see anything about that. I did not sign anything about that.
Well, I
understand I didn't pay for it, but it was a training opportunity for a friend of mine.
I'm just going to sign your name on the form, okay?
No, it's not okay. Don't sign my name. That's forgery.
Well, no, it's not forgery. It's just photos. That's not like a bank document or anything. I'm just going to sign your name.
But you're still signing my name, and that's illegal. I did not give you permission to sign my name.
Yeah, but it's not like I'm trying to profit off anything.
You're
really
trying to sell my photos to prisoners and to the Chinese government?
But I don't get that money. So
it doesn't matter. You still don't have permission to sign my name.
Oh, I just signed it, though. I already did it.
What is your name, Dave?
Did you say, what is your name, Dave?
What is your name?
Oh, my name is Dave.
Dave, and what is your supervisor's name?
Tom.
And what's your good number for Tom?
I'll just call here at the store and just ask for Tom.
Okay, but you just said that you're in the office.
Yeah,
you said
this
you're not at the store.
No, I'm at the store. I'm just in the office. I'm not in the portrait studio section. But it's all the same phone number here.
Okay, is Tom working right now, Dave?
Probably, unless he's having a nooner. He might be out having a nooner.
I'm not trying to be rude to you, but this is ridiculous. I did not sign anything. You do not have permission.
No, you signed it. I have the contract right here. It says...
You cannot sign a contract with my name. That is forgery. That is illegal.
It's not forgery. This is just for photos. It's not like I'm trying to get your driver's license or anything crazy like that.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, Dave. I'm going to speak to Tom, and you have no permission to do anything with that.
Well, I've already sent it in. I'm faxing it right now.
Okay. I am going to... I could press charges then. This is illegal.
No, it's not illegal. You don't know the law.
I did not... You can't sign my name. That is illegal.
You're not a lawyer.
And you have no authorization to sign my name.
Well, you're not a lawyer, so you can't tell me what to do.
Okay, you are being extremely rude, Dave. Can you please transfer me to Tom?
I'm not the one being rude. You're the one that's trying to tell me how to do my job.
I am. I'm telling you what to do with my pictures of myself and my child.
That's for the courts to decide. But, you know, you don't have to be such a bitch about it.
Wow, that's really professional.
Well, I'm not a professional. I just work here at the portrait studio.
Yeah, and that's a professional. You represent and you're cussing at me?
I don't make enough money not to curse at you.
Okay, I'm not trying to be rude, but I have not signed any contract, and I have not seen anything. Nobody told me anything about this. I would not have agreed to do it if that was the case.
Do you have a computer nearby? I can show you the page that shows you we have the rights.
Yeah, but I didn't sign anything.
But no, I'll show you. You can put in the number, and it'll show you your signature.
Yeah, with your name on, with your signature. That's not my signature.
I don't sign my name, Naomi.
You signed my name.
Can I show you the page?
You said you just signed it.
Can I show you the page to go to?
Yeah, please tell me.
Okay, it's gloryholefoundation.com.
Glory Hole, WHOLE?
Oh, no, just HOLE.
HOL.
And then foundation. Can you go there real quick and I'll give you the number to put in?
I understand that you're just doing your job, but to call me and tell me that you're signing my name because I didn't sign it, that there's no reason that that is illegal defense when it's named, just so you know.
Oh. Well, did the page come up? I can give you the number and you can see.
I haven't gotten it yet, no. Oh. And it's not going to be my signature.
I think you signed it when you were in here earlier.
You just told me you signed my signature, sir. I'm not trying to be rude, but you're contradicting exactly what you just told me a minute ago.
Is your internet really slow?
Yeah, it is, actually. I live in a rural area.
Oh, I see. So you have dial-up or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Or is it like
It's not dial-up, but it's I'm frustrated, so I'm not able to type in correctly because I'm very frustrated right now.
Well, it's gloryholefoundation.com.
.com?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to type in the .com.
Are you kidding me? What the heck?
This is Officer Robert Craig.
May I ask who my wife is talking to?
What do you mean? Why did she say that? Are you kidding me?
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
I don't believe you're an officer, and I think it's illegal to impersonate an officer. They hung up. Did she get it open? Is that why she said that? Officer Craig. No, I don't need to call back an officer. I've already broken so many laws in that one. You know, forging signatures, sending kids' photos to prisons. I have to take a break. I have to go do some things. I will be back, and within 3 songs, probably. I actually don't know if I'll continue or not. I might have to leave. Not sure. But enjoy some music. I'll be back.
Oh, shit.
They said I'm crazy. You're crazy. They say I'm crazy.
Okay, I'm back. Hey, everyone. Good news, everyone. I don't have to leave. I had to go answer the door. I thought it was going to make me have to leave, but I don't have to leave yet. So I can do a little bit more show. Woohoo! Okay, so chat room. We need to think up ideas for these pictures, but let's assume every picture has a kid in it. So let's not send pictures for prisoners to hang up on their walls. Let's not have nipples showing or kids dressed like prostitutes. Let's do something kid-friendly. Kid-friendly prank calls. Just you know, so they don't freak out as much, because I don't know. I have another lady who did not buy anything. Anonymous whatever says upside down printed photos. Nunu says there's an inappropriate gender balance in the photos and Target's new CEO is a radical feminist and she's introduced strict policies against a big word that I can't pronounce, depression now. Oh, now this, everything's, yeah, quit posting things a billion times, Nunu. I'm not using your idea just because you posted it 3 times. Just for the principle. I'm not going to do it. Take that, Nunu. Ghosts in the photos. I would think telling people that their kids are the spawn of Satan would be hilarious, but no. People cry when that happens, apparently. Photos have been recalled as Ebola contaminated the film paper. Okay, but people that did not buy anything, what should I say to those people? Kid's haircut was upside down. We need to reshoot it. I could just say we saw them shoplifting on the way out. So, yeah, your kid shoplifted, razors or something.
Hello?
Hi, is this Tia?
This is her.
Hey, this is Douglas from the Portrait Studio. You did some photos with us the other day?
Yeah.
And, so you didn't want to buy anything, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and, did you notice that, your kid's hair was upside down in the photo?
I don't believe that was me. I didn't have any children.
No, I said your hair was upside down. It was you in the photo, right?
I don't recall my hair being upside down at all. I'm not sure.
Can I give you the website to go to and I can show you what I mean?
Sure.
Okay, are you ready? You have a computer there?
Yeah, I have a browser up.
Okay, it's gloryholefoundation.com.
I'm sorry?
Gloryhole, just HOLE, foundation.com. That's the photo lab we use, and I'll give you the number to put in that will pull up your picture. It might ask for some verification by audio, so you might need to turn the volume up. Are you there, ma'am? Oh, she just she hung up. Listeners, future listeners on the podcast, that's a porn site. So don't go to gloryholefoundation.com. I should have mentioned that earlier. You don't want to go see porn. Really bad porn.
You have reached the voicemail box of...
Okay, I guess I'll just delete her. And God damn it, that lady didn't have kids in the photo. What was she doing there? Who takes a picture of themselves? I'm going to call the first portrait studio that I called customers for.
Thanks for calling Portrait Studio. This is Jules. I'm with a guest right now. Can I take down your name and number and give you a call back?
Are you the one that just called and said all that crazy stuff to me?
No. Give me one second, guys. Did somebody named Dave give you a call?
Yeah, it was Dave, but he sounds like you.
Yeah, I'm working really hard on the issue in all of my spare moments. We're really upset about it, and I'm not sure how he's getting the information.
He must be a hacker.
Yeah, exactly. That's what... can I take down your information so that I can make sure that you're protected from any future attacks?
Okay, sure. Yeah, okay. But Dave said I had to blow him to get my photos. Is that true?
No. That we would never, ever make a call like that.
Oh, thank God.
ever.
Because I've never done gay stuff before, and I'm not about to start just to get my photos.
Yeah.
Okay, well...
Let me get your information.
Nah. I'll just... as long as I don't blow anyone, I'll be in there to pick them up then.
Okay.
Have a nice day.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. I should try the other one. Yeah, that's what I'll do.
You are receiving a call from an inmate at the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility in Roy, New Mexico. To accept this call, press 1. To block your number from receiving future calls, press 2. Thank you. Your call is connecting.
Hello?
Hi. Is this Kelly?
Yes.
Hey, Kelly. I'm calling from the portrait studio. You had some pictures done here the other day.
Uh-huh.
And did they tell you about the extra fee for the photoshopping?
No.
Oh, yeah. They're going to have to photoshop all the photos. Because,
what do you mean?
Well, everyone in the photos are so ugly, so they just have to photoshop them and get rid of blemishes and make the faces more symmetrical. You know?
No, I don't know.
What's that noise? That's a weird noise. Are you peeing?
It's my faucet.
Oh, it sounds like you're peeing or something.
No, I'm not.
But it sounds like you're just peeing into Tupperware, not into the toilet.
No.
Okay, thank God. That'd be weird. But yeah, it's a $20 Photoshop fee for all of the photos that you got. You know, just $20 total extra, and you can just pay that when you come in. What was that noise?
Are you kidding me or what? Are you being serious?
Of course. What? No, I wouldn't kid around. Just because everyone's so ugly in the photos and they just have to Photoshop them and make them look nicer.
I really doubt if you're from Portrait Studio and you're talking to me like this.
No, I'm just, this is just a fee, and I guess, I don't know, maybe the girl that took the photos, they didn't notice.
Okay, what was the girl's name, if you have it right there?
I don't know. We don't have her name on here.
Yeah, dude, you're not from, so I'm ignoring this phone call.
You're not ignoring it, you're talking to me. I think she was peeing. I think she was peeing into Tupperware. There's been a really high percentage of people just calling me out of my bullshit today. Damn it. I blame Utah Kurt for everyone calling me out of my bullshit today and for everyone not answering. Thanks a lot, Utah Kurt. Happy future birthday, Mistress Morgan.
Hi, you reached the Gardeners. We're not available to take your call at this time.
Show's almost over, because I only have a few numbers left.
Hello?
Hi, is this Joe?
Who's this?
I'm calling from the portrait studio. You ordered some photos from us on Tuesday?
Yes, uh-huh.
And there is a small problem.
Uh-huh.
Like, we're going to have to do some photoshopping on all your photos.
What?
You're hard to understand. What was that?
No, I said why.
Oh, because everyone in the photos are kind of, you know, not the best looking, so they have to clear up blemishes and make things more symmetrical. And, just to show Neon I'm not ignoring her, we're doing, just for free, this is a free feature, we're doing like a rosy cheeks thing for the holidays, so your cheeks look more like Santa. You know, rosy.
Well, you know what, actually, I got that for LinkedIn, you know, so I'm trying to find another job, so I don't know if that would be appropriate.
you got what, I'm sorry?
No, I said, I got the picture so that I can upload it to LinkedIn, so I don't know if the rosy cheeks would be appropriate.
Oh, I see.
Job.
Yeah. No, it'll make you look jolly.
Okay, so then you're going to clear up the pictures then?
Yeah, we're going to clear them up, and we're going to make you better looking.
Okay.
We're going to fix your hair, because your hair is just, what the hell was that?
Are you serious?
We're going to put a better suit on you. Would you like a suit or just more casual wear?
I don't understand how you can put another suit on me. I don't get it.
It's Photoshop. It's like the future, okay? Like, we can
I understand. I know what Photoshop is.
Oh, okay.
And you're saying my hair is terrible?
Yeah, your hair is like, what is that? That's not really how you go out out in public, is it? Or was that just a joke? He's gone. We got disconnected somehow. Let me try him back. What the hell? He goes to the portrait studio to take a photo for LinkedIn. Like, doesn't he, like, know somebody that has a, you know, a phone that'll take, you know, just as good of a photo, probably? For LinkedIn, anyway.
Hi, this is Joe. Please leave a message.
He's not picking up because he's crying now. He's looking in the mirror at his hair. He's probably cutting it all off himself in a fit of rage, fit of depression.
Hi, this is Joe. Please leave a message.
Oh, now he's hitting the fuck you button. All right. That's the weirdest thing ever. How? Probably spent $20 for a LinkedIn photo. All right, that's all for that location. Mad Horse wants me to tell them we're charging them a spoiled little brat fee.
Hello?
Oh, hey. Is this Christina?
Yes.
This is Dave from the portrait studio.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Yeah, you bought 4 sheets from us the other day. Yesterday.
Yeah.
And those were your kids, right?
Kids or child?
What's the difference? I don't have kids, so I didn't know there was a difference between kids and children.
Oh, I was saying kids as in with an S or child as in one.
Oh.
Yeah, I have one child. I don't have kids.
Yeah, okay. Well, don't be a smartass. I'm just... Okay, we're going to have to tack an extra fee onto this when you pick it up. It's going to be a $20 spoiled brat fee.
Oh, a $20 spoiled brat fee.
Yes, okay. Yes. And it's just,
yeah,
you know,
I'm used to that.
You're used to having that fee charged?
Yeah,
like sometimes. When you don't have haircuts and stuff, they probably tack that on there, don't they?
Just automatically.
Yep. They can just tell. They're like, oh, this one, he's going to be a problem.
This girl's a bitch.
Yep. That's what they say. Mm-hmm. That's what they were saying to me.
Oh, I know. So
yep.
True.
We're also going to charge a $10 rosy cheeks fee, because we're going to Photoshop rosy cheeks onto your child. It's like a Christmas promotion. Usually that's $20, but it's just $10 until Christmas is over.
Oh, okay, cool.
Now, was the clothes that brat, was wearing, was that a Halloween costume, or is that just how he dresses?
What, the Mickey thing?
Yeah, does he just go out like that normally, or is that a Halloween photo?
No, actually, that's him without his costume on.
I see, okay. That's just weird.
I put the costume on when he took some pictures and then took it off, and he was his real Mickey self.
I see. Okay. Yeah. Wow. What a freak show.
I know. Well, I have a pretty interesting looking family.
I'll say.
I know. Did you see the picture of me on there?
Oh, my God. That's you? I didn't want to say anything, but oh, holy crap.
I know.
It's like the Addams Family.
Exactly. Which one would you categorize me as?
I'd say you're a Pugsley.
A what?
You're Pugsley, the fat little kid.
Oh, okay, that's good.
All right.
Like to eat.
Okay, well, I guess that's all I needed to let you know then. It's going to be $30 extra. Rosy cheeks fee, that applies to both of you. And,
okay.
You know, only one fee for both of you. And spoiled little turd fee.
Spoiled turd fee.
Yep. Write that down.
I'm writing it.
Thank you.
Cool.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope you have a nice day.
Oh, thank you. You too.
And we'll see you when you come and pick up your photos.
All right. You'll know me. I'm the fish girl.
We'll see you coming from, you know, a mile away.
Probably, even before I come in the store.
Yep, probably.
All right. Well, you have a fabulous day.
You too. Bye.
All right. Bye.
That was bizarre. I'm glad everyone's not like her. That'd make prank calling so boring. Ladies, ruining my calls.
Good afternoon. Thanks for calling Port Studio. This is Kim. May I help you with an appointment today?
Well, I had pictures taken this past week, and I just got the weirdest call from someone there.
And yep, somebody else did too. So I'm on it. What is your name?
What did their call say?
They told her, and she's my regular guest, so she's familiar with the staff and knows I don't have any men working here. Was it a man that called?
Yeah, it was Dave.
Yeah. She said that they said that there was a huge problem with the portraits, and they came out bad, and they needed a credit card number to charge her for photoshopping.
They asked for a credit card number?
Yep.
And
she didn't give it to them, of course.
Oh.
But when she refused to give it to them, they got really... verbally abusive with her.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like she's lying at all. Well, now I feel dumb.
Oh, she's not. I know her. I know her very well. May I ask your name?
My name's Dave.
And when were you in?
I was just kidding. I'm just the one that called that lady. I didn't ask for a credit card number. She's such a liar. She's such a liar. I did not ask for a credit card number. This is strictly a prank call.
Who is this? What,
I'm not a
scammer.
Why did
you call her?
Like, I'm not a Nigerian. What the hell? So, you may think you know that lady, but I did not ask her for a credit card. I'm very offended by her saying that.
Well, why did you call her then?
What a jerk. I hate that lady. I'm calling her back now to yell at her. I gotta go. She's gonna get it.
If you call her back, we'll press charges.
No, you won't.
Against you.
I can't believe she made that up. And just so the people listening in the future on the podcast know, I did not ask for her credit card number. I clearly said you're going to have to pay for it when you come in to pick up your photos. I would like to call her back, Neon, but I can't because I don't have her number. I deleted everything. And I don't know which one it was that said that. I just can't trust people anymore. I'm sure that lady's not going to believe me. Because, you know, I'm the person pranking all their customers. Can't trust anyone these days. Anyway, that's the end of the show. Thank you, Utah Kurt, for sponsoring the show. Thanks, everyone, for listening. I don't know what's going on tonight. There might be a KDK show, but that's not really prank calls. I haven't heard about anyone being scheduled for tonight, but hopefully somebody is. Tomorrow night is Carlito. Carlito's new Sunday night show thingy. Sunday nights. And yeah, that's it. That's it. Bye, everyone.
The pin of all the beige, critical the cake, all up in the ruined GOP motorcades. For these senseless scenes, for censor scenes, I earned a soldier's wage. So I broke a leg, bitter roll the blades, cause I came in that the OG was overpaid. For putting N16s at Grant and Dean, coursing through the bolster aids. I need a word of brush in an economic crunch. The financiers are seeped in a bombing slush, and a sexist machine expressed in mean cerebral roll persuade. So I got a D, more the dark matter, and on the spring, but the professor who is in charge. I don't know, they all eat their business cards. I'm a heck of a shooting, no Vladimir Putin. While the rubber, this is a cashmere pantsuit thing. I can knife this poison, so I reprofile and become your golden egg. Automated border ready, tell them of the subsequent heavy server in the pool on the side of registry. Because they don't give a fuck about the findings on the troop search. At the moot point, what have you heard? Bubbling the idiots for news correspondency, the desperate need for renewal for a policy. The other give the credence to the pro war pandering as we all scupper over Saturn rings. Regimented double talker undercuts the prevalence of the corporate heads trying to render every tax cuts and investables. Even genitals, the tens walls bended ahead and say the regulated grounds. Happy ever after benefactors, all still about to see Senate gathers, super celebrated families. Ability to give a single solitary hood about the proletariat, the memberment is gross. Yeah. What does this mean for you though? You niggas suckin' cheat up, roll the in a Prius. But I gotta get my money managed with a C+. What my foreclosed homes and portable loans are revisiting need to grind. I did a Russian pen box, tipping off some hemlock. Cause I got to overdo a billing on my desktop. Would have been overthought and undercooked. That's when it need me time.